Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
C2P, I'm your show host, Bo Marchant, and as always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. As we like to say, we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today. We have a fantastic gentleman on the show. We met him down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and if you're not familiar with him, I know you're familiar with the man that he blocked for, and that's Chuba Hubbard, that whole Oklahoma State offensive line. And today, Ry Schneider, he's going to join us, but a litany of others, Preston Wilson, I think Jake Springfield. I know there's others along that offensive line that Ry knows personally. But Ry, fabulous career, a lot to be proud of, and you positioned yourself in a fantastic place as we head to the draft. But how's this afternoon treating you?
Good. Enjoying this Oklahoma weather where it's nice today.
Well, I'm in Ohio. We're based in Youngstown, Ohio, so we got snow on the ground, but typical. I think I felt like 21 with the wind chill today, but that's normal weather here. So you're in a better place. But with that said, I have to ask, because I have two kids in college, and I noticed that you were a walk-on at Oklahoma State. So I'm sure that had to make mom and dad cringe a little bit, knowing that you might have had offers, scholarships, but you said, screw it, I'm going to follow my heart. I want to be a Cowboy. What was that conversation like when you made that decision?
Well, for me growing up, I've always, you know, lived here in Oklahoma and stuff like that. So I've always been an OSU fan. And to be honest with you, it was my parents and my grandparents that came up to me, because I wasn't going to be able to afford, you know, going to school here and stuff. And they sat me down and told me that not a lot of people would get to live out their dream, that they would help me for 2 years. Pay for school if this is what I wanted to do and wanted to chase. And so I was honestly grateful that they were so open to help me and everything.
That's a terrific story. And not only did they help you, but I'm sure, I mean, them being able to see your family, getting to see you prosper and be so successful. I mean, imagine if they wouldn't have, I guess, come up to the plate and delivered where you would be and what you'd be doing. So kudos to Grandma and Grandpa for, you know, stepping up and helping you out. So when you get there, I mean, what's it like? Just take us through the walk-on role. I mean, what's it like just establishing yourself? And you make such an impact so quickly. Then, you know, when did the coaching staff say, hey, man, you know what, you definitely belong here?
Yeah. I mean, for me, one, just coming from a small high school like I did and getting up here, it was a lot to take in and everything. And, you know, being a walk-on, you're not known as that scholarship guy. You know, most scholarship guys get that opportunity before you do. But I was, you know, lucky enough to come in and prove that I could be trusted and depended on. And for me, I believe it was my redshirt freshman year. I was able to travel. I didn't get to play a whole lot besides in games that we blew other people out and everything. But in my third year here, you know, I started to, you know, get a little bit more playing time and everything. And just once again, you know, trying to get that trust from coaches and showing that, you know, they can depend on me and everything. And after my third year, that's when they put me on scholarship. And it was just... you know, unbelievable just to, you know, be able to call my parents and one, thank them, and two, just tell them the great news.
Yeah, that's like a dream come true. There could be a Hallmark movie made about that. I mean, I could see that being a Disney movie about you and your journey. You know, you're involved with your grandparents, you know, like I said, you know, saying, hey, what, you get this kid got to follow his dream. We're not going to derail him from that. And you made the most out of the opportunity. So you walk on, you establish the trust, you establish the dependability, coaches offer you a scholarship, things are headed in the right direction for you, Rye. When do you kind of start thinking about the National Football League? I mean, when do you kind of get the sense that what you're doing on a Saturday can possibly earn you a living on Sunday?
Honestly, you know, it didn't hit me till late. One, just because I wanted to focus on, you know, being in the moment, being in my dream that I had since I was a little kid and everything. But for me, it hit me when I realized, you know, getting nominated for that one award and everything, that, you know, maybe I would have a chance of, you know, taking this to the next level. And what better job is there out there than to play football? And so I figured, you know, that would be, you know, a great job to do what I love and get paid to do it. And I'm just lucky and blessed to be in the opportunity that I'm in.
Amen to that, man. Well, Psalms 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. It's obviously coming to fruition for you, right? You've got a fabulous job. And, again, we appreciate you joining us this evening. So let's kind of talk about the nooks and crannies of what you bring to the table. I mean, you were down at the College Gridiron Showcase. Fabulous opportunity to allow all those 100 NFL scouts to meet you. What was it like for you personally just to sit across the table and let them know who you are, not only the guy that they see on tape, but the man that you are?
Yeah. One, it was just a great opportunity. And like I said, you know, I didn't know how many of those I would have. And, you know, I was blessed to receive that opportunity and everything. And so just to be down there, and it happened fast and everything, but it was great because, like I said, I never thought, you know, growing up that I would be in that opportunity, to have that opportunity. And so to be able to do that and say that, you know, that's what I did, and I was able to, you know, see scouts, you know, talk to them, you know, perform for them a little bit that we got to. I mean, that's just a great opportunity.
Yeah. And for you, I mean, and this is your show. I mean, nobody would know it better, but, I mean, what do you think scouts are going to love about you? When they throw on the tape, what do you think those qualities that you bring to the offensive line, the center guard position, what do you think they're going to fall in love with when they break you down?
Honestly, toughness, and, you know, being able to know the playbook, where I'm supposed to go, where others are supposed to go and everything. And, you know, just effort, being coachable. You know, I've had a lot of people here lately ask me how I do with coaching and everything, and I think, you know, I do great with all coaching. And, you know, technique, picking up on, you know, small deals of technique and everything. And I think that'll stick out in the film and everything.
Fair enough. Anything go unnoticed? And we just asked this again to benefit you. I mean, could have been the system you ran where you didn't get the pass block, more the run block. Maybe you're a team captain, weight room warrior, film junkie, great in the community. What else do these scouts need to know that they don't see on tape, Rock?
Yeah, for me, it would be studying the playbook, knowing the playbook, being able to know, you know, not only what my job is, and being able to know what everybody's job is. So with that comes watching film. I wouldn't be able to do what I did without watching film. And also, you know, being at the center position, you know, I had a little bit of film at guard, but being at center, you know, we didn't like to pull the center very much and everything. So I feel like I can pull, and I didn't get to do that a whole lot and showcase that a whole lot. But another thing is, you know, being the high tempo offense and constantly going and everything shows, you know, that I can get in really good shape and everything.
Wow, great, great response. Love that. I know I've never, it's one of those things I think about it, but yeah, like you said, that high tempo offense the Cowboys have, I mean, yeah, you're not going to be a lazy O lineman. You're not going to be lazy anything on that offense and play in Gundy's offense. I mean, yeah, like I said, I mean, that thing is high octane, and you guys, one of the funner teams to watch. If you love college football, I mean, you love watching Oklahoma State just because of the way that you guys can score from, you know, receiving, running, pass. It'd be just phenomenal stuff. I mean, you talked about, you know, film junkie. Can you think of a play where, you know, you study film all week, Saturday rolls around, and what you witnessed there, you know, I guess it comes to fruition. Maybe you know, look up and, you know, tell Spencer Sanders, hey, man, you know, check this out. I mean, does anything come to mind that you could share with us?
Yeah. I was, you know, I always look for small details, you know. I mean, I look for big details too, but I feel like there's a lot of instances where, you know, a linebacker would be cheating one way, and, you know, that would kind of tell us where the blitz was going to, and, you know, whether it was a defensive lineman leaning heavier on one hand, that could tell us, you know, that he was slanting, depending on which foot was back and everything. So, like, you know, I'd pick up on small stuff like that, and then that would help me, you know, do the slide protection and everything like that to which direction we needed to go.
Wow, Liz, I love it. That was a great response again. I mean, great. I love the detail, Ryan. Love the detail. For you, I mean, absent of football, what do you love doing? I mean, if you took football away, I mean, what are some of your other loves and passions that you just enjoy, you know, spending your time doing?
For me, something that I've done growing up and everything was I was raised on a farm and everything. So I love farming. I love ranching. We have cattle and everything. And then, you know, one of my hobbies is going hunting. I really got into that, and I enjoy that too.
Fair enough. I mean, you know, my wife works at the veterinarians, and one of the vets there, she's also a farmer. And when she comes and talks about her days, it just seems exhausting. I mean, is farming, I mean, it just seems like so much work.
Yeah. I can't remember exactly who asked me the other day, but someone asked me, you know, why I got into football and everything. Well, to be honest with you, it got me away from working on the farm. I know we have tough workouts and everything for football and everything, but I'd rather do these workouts, you know, for football than some of the farm work that we had to do.
Fair enough. And it's funny, I was really blessed growing up. You know, I lived in a regular neighborhood, but right in the backyard we had a full-blown farm, and it was such a nice we had a tornado back in 85. It tore it down, but that's everything's good. No one passed away, but the farm was taken away. But as a young kid, we would go over, and, you know, and it was fun for us because, you know, we never did anything. We would, you know, we got to help milk the cows. We'd go in the chicken coop, feed the pigs, and we got to do everything. But granted, we got to do it when we wanted to. So we'd go help feed the pigs, and then we'd be off riding our bikes or playing football in the backyards or something. But to do that day in, day out, man, it has to be a grind. So kudos to you and your family. I mean, that got to be hard work. And again, kudos to Grandma and Grandpa for setting this dream on fire. And you've definitely made the most of it, right? I mean, they should be very proud, and I'm sure they've told you that several times. Before we wrap up the program, we always like to end it on a lighter note, some off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, you have one of the more charismatic head coaches in all college football, and Coach Gundy. Does anybody on the team do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
You know, I don't think there's a lot of guys that could do him. I know there's a guy that used to be able to do Mac Butler, but as far as Coach Gundy, no, I don't think anybody can do him very well, and I honestly don't know if they would
do it in front of him. Yeah, we just had a Penn State guy on, and they said nobody would do James Franklin in front of him. They said that will absolutely not ever happen, and it's fun to hear the different stories from the locker room. How about this one? The O-line guys are usually the bigger units on every football team. Could be you or one of your Cowboy teammates on that O-line. Who's the biggest eater, and what's the biggest meal you've ever seen him do?
The biggest senior, or the biggest guy. I'd have to say that played, that would be Tevin Jenkins. You know, it's funny because, you know, you go out in public and everything, everybody looks at, you know, and thinks that I'm tall and everything, and then you stand beside Tevin, and I feel short and like a midget.
I love it. And then the final one, draft weekend, I'm sure you're going to be with family and friends. It's a big day. Who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have prepared as you celebrate that moment?
Oh, That's a tough question. The best cook will be my mom, without a doubt. But what I want her to cook me. Like I said, there's nothing bad that she cooks. So my go-to is chicken fried steak.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's just the way you say it. Yeah. You know, you made it sound that anything she makes is top shelf, and then you went with the chicken fried cake, so that really has to be top notch. So, Rye, hey, fantastic career. I enjoyed meeting you down at the College Gridiron Showcase, and we'd love to stay hungry, stay humble, be blessed, and we appreciate you sharing some of your time with us tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Rye Schneider, the standout offensive lineman from the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Fantastic journey, and again, I'm so glad we kind of touched base on the walk-on. And the one thing I forgot to ask him, I'm going to have to text him this when we hang up, is he was the offensive player on his high school three years in a row. And I forgot to ask him that question, but I'll have to text him and I'll put that in the bio. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.